Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival at MIA, and we are here with my guest Roxana Vidmer Iliescu of United Nations Agency for Information and Communication Technologies. So, did I say everything correctly?
Yes, it's everything is correct.
You are here as a guest in this panel about cinema and accessibility. This is a kind of a big challenge that we are facing. What is the best way to face it?
Well, I think in order to understand the best way to face it, I think we have to understand why and what it is. So as you may probably know, in 2006, the UN General Assembly approved the UN Convention on Rights of Persons with Disability. Since then, we have 159 countries who sign this convention. That means if we consider that we have 195 sovereign states, we are over 80% of the world countries who are committed to have accessible policies and regulations. Why? Because we have over 1 billion people all over the world who live with a sort of disability. If to this you add another 1 billion youths who are in risk of having some loss of hearing due to unsafe listening devices, considering the last statistics and project opened by World Health Organization, who is working jointly with ITV in a project. So it's a huge, huge number of people that concern. And not even talking about the age-related disability and the fact that, in general, most of the country are facing this problematic that, well, in a way is very good that people live more, but this also imply to consider age-related disabilities. So we account with more or less a third of the world population. Considering the ITU mandate, who is to connect the world, that's why ITU is very much interesting to provide accessible ICTs. And since ICT now is part of our life, like the radio, like the television media that we will address today, our call for and are trying to create awareness, we do consider that it's very important to consider accessibility feature. For instance, in television, audio description, closed captioning, sign languages, and the same for other media aspects. So therefore, my main message today is for all the content creator to consider accessibility features in the design stage in order to create together a more inclusive world and connected world.
Do you think that this, if you address producers and people that create content about this issue, probably they will reply back saying that this attention generates more costs for them. So
yes,
which probably it is.
Perhaps
could be an excuse, but it could be also a real fact. And my question is, how possible it is to overcome this problem in terms of economical aspect that could maybe be a burden to the development of the idea.
I'm not specialized in this, but what I can share with you with a non-specialized person, I think it's in terms of audience. If you really want to reach your audience in the future, you have to consider this.
Yeah,
if not, that means that from the beginning, you do assume that your content will not be delivered to a third of the world population.
Yeah, you're right. So you gain more audience, you gain more tickets. At the end of the day, you gain more money. You invest more, but you get more at the very end.
I think so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for
having been with us. Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Rome Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.